not fun being back home?
Yeah, it's always fun to be back in the garden. The garden is an energy booster for us. Even when we physically feel tired, fans always find a way to give us some energy. So it's good to get back home and get a win. It's always the type of thing when you lose a couple in a row, trying to get a win, because you get depressed a little bit. But tonight, I think, it was a great team effort. And the guys really shared the ball. Defensively, we picked up our defensive end, which has been a struggle for us the previous three games. So hopefully we can piggyback off this going to the next game.
Very strong showing from you tonight. What were you able to do to be so effective?
Well, one, I think, just playing extended minutes where you can get a rhythm, you can get a flow, you can get comfortable with what the team is doing. You look at the first couple of games, I was in and out of there so fast, it was almost impossible to get any flow to the game. But more than anything, just concentrating on the task, and that's, setting screens and rolling to the basket, trying to get to the open spot. And the team is about the team. It's about, finding the open guy and helping, the next guy get a shot. And tonight, it just falls for me.
I mean, did you get discouraged after the first three games?
No.
How did you keep your mental outlook positive?
The way the season is built, you got to stay positive. You're going to get your opportunity to try to come back, probably in another night or another two nights. The way the schedule is built, for me, it was just more about, just trying to get into the flow. I haven't been able to get into the flow because I've been in foul trouble for whatever reason, but, tonight was a good night, just concentrating on my role and my position for the team, that setting screens, playing defense, getting to the open spot, and you do those things, the ball will find you.
That being said, you talked about how good a training camp had, how well you felt. It's been good to finally see stats that show the results of that.
I'm not really stats really doesn't matter to me. I rebound the ball better today. That's one thing I've been a little disappointed about. It's going to come and it's going to go. Obviously, I don't want to be judged off how many points I score, because that's not my role with this team. My role is to hold down the defensive paint, block shots, take charges, and when given the opportunity to score, then score. But it does feel good to be out there. I have worked hard this summer. And you want to play. You want to be out there to perform and show people what you worked on.
What things did you do to be able to rebound better tonight?
Play. it felt good. It felt good. I think I almost played into the 2-minute mark in the first quarter, which is something I haven't did. First two games, I think I had picked up two fouls within the first 3-4 minutes. And the thing is, when you pick up two fouls early, it makes you very tentative about your decision making and things that you want to do, whether it's taking a charge, whether it's trying to post up, whether it's trying to just help the defense. And tonight, it was just a good flow, from start to finish for me.
Did this feel like your best game with the Celtics?
Yeah. Well, offensively. Offensively, I'm not gonna let the offensive end dictate. And I know people always gonna judge that, that part of me, how I help the team based off that. And fair or not, that's just how people are. But defensively and rebounding is where I'm gonna judge myself, and that's my role. That's my role. I know I've heard people ask me, why would you accept that role? Because that's what. Yeah, that's what you do on a championship caliber team. You accept your role and you get into that position and you own that position, and that's what I want to do.
What happened to Paul back tonight? What did it mean to you guys have Paul back?
Great energy booster for us. We didn't even know he was even playing. We kind of thought it was going to be next week sometime, and obviously, he's our guy on the offensive end. He opens up so many different things with him being out on the court. With him and Ray coming off on those pin downs, it puts the defense in a tough situation. And then you have Rondo patrolling the ball and getting the ball to the open guy. So getting Paul back was a huge energy boost for our team today.
Is the defense still a work in progress as overall team right now? We've got a couple breakdowns tonight.
We haven't been able to practice since before the season. So it's kind of a work in progress. This team is very tough mentally. I know when you lose three in a row, when people get that, questioning, team and what we're doing and who's doing what. But we know that this process is a process, and at the end of the day, we will be better, and we will be considered one of the best teams in the league. We know how to win ball games.
I mean, the way they were playing. After getting the day off, after going through that 3-game stretch, getting the day of rest, was your legs felt better?
No, I mean, just by me playing more. playing extended minutes, not being in foul trouble. I've had some tough called on me in the first for the previous couple of games, but, just really getting in the flow. I've always been a rhythm player. And, when you're not in there and you take up fouls early, and you don't really get that rhythm. You become tentative and you don't want to kind of get in the mix. But tonight was one of those games where everything just kind of clicked and offensively worked. I'm not going to look for that opportunity every single night, because I'll be proving myself with the offensive power we have. But when given the opportunity to do that, I will do that.
Jermaine, in terms of health, where does today rank for you since you've been at Celtics?
Today?
Yeah.
I wouldn't just say today, I would just say in general. Are you talking up until today or just today?
Is this the healthiest you've been?
Oh, by far. I feel good. My body, I feel strong. My ability to go from point A to point B without dragging my leg, it's light years different from last year. Last year, I really struggled. And I was hurt. And at the time, I was medicated to a point where I almost didn't even know I was hurt until I actually tried to get in the game. When you're physically not right, then you're mentally not right. And it was tough, but all in all, the lockout really helped a guy like myself, gave me more opportunity to get strong and work on some things that I need to work on. And we're taking that same program at a lighter version into the season. We're not practicing, we're still lifting, we're still getting treatment, we're still doing therapy, whatever it may be. My plan is to play all 66 games, whether I do it or not, because mentally, when you lock in and you want to, that's the goal that you set for yourself. Then you tend to achieve those goals. If I say, we got 66 hard games and I want to play 50 of them, 56, then I'm cheating myself. I'm cheating the team. I'm cheating the city. I'm gonna do what I need to do to keep this body healthy. I can't control injuries, but I can put myself in a great position to make sure the body stays strong and that I don't get hurt.
What do you think of the way Paul played? Not having really
fantastic.
Not having practice.
Fantastic. I don't think the people know that Paul hasn't practiced. Paul hasn't been in training camp. Paul hasn't been in preseason. And that just Paul Pierce been Paul Pierce. Again, we thought that it was probably another week or so before we got him back. He walked in and Doc welcomed him back, and guys kind of looked like, we got Paul back. And it was a huge energy boost because we know we need him. He's a big part of what we do on the offensive end and defensive end of the ball, and having him back out there, it was great for us.
Can you talk about the balance tonight just offensively between the whole team? I think it's 8 shots for a lot of guys tonight, pretty consistent on the offensive end, spreading it around and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a very unselfish team. If you look at our bench can always tell you exactly what type of team we are. You can see a lot. You look around the league and you look at the benches and see some guys playing well that hasn't played well, and guys aren't jumping around. It's not like this team, and that's what it's about. These guys make you feel a part. I asked him a question about Brandon and him doing well this year. I said it's because this team makes you feel right at home.